I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles as we have a few minutes remaining this morning and turn with me, please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And I want to take a few moments to share an experience that I had as a young Christian, and it's something that I'm sure that many of you have experienced personally, and others, I hope that you'll enter into this experience. I became a Christian my freshman year in college. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I grew up in a religious home. We attended church, but I really did not know, nor did I ever hear the gospel until my junior year of high school. I went off to college my freshman year. My roommate on the soccer team was a born-again Christian, and he shared the gospel with me throughout the course of our freshman year. And so on Easter Sunday, 1975, on spring break, coming back from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, listening to a preacher over the radio preach the gospel and give an invitation, I responded and asked the Lord to come into my life. And I was saved my freshman year. I began to grow spiritually, and lots of different things were happening in my life at that time. And over the course of the year, I began to surrender my life more and more to the Lord. And I, 1 year later, the summer of 1976, between my sophomore and junior year of college, I surrendered to full-time Christian service and just really dedicated my whole life to the Lord and felt a sense of God's call into the ministry. It was also during that time that I was being taught many wonderful truths about Christian living. And one of the things that I was challenged with was the importance of being thankful. And not just being thankful, but the power of a thankful heart. And I really didn't understand that until I experienced it. And it really came when I was challenged to express gratitude to people who had meant a lot to me, who had done things for me, to sit down and say thank you. Now, I grew up in a family, at least in my home, when we would go through Christmas and get Christmas gifts from family members, my dad always, and I would say it this way, he always forced me to write thank you letters. And to be frankly honest with you, it was like eating liver and onions. I hated doing it. And it was so difficult for me to be thankful, even over the gifts that had been given to me. But after I had a renewed heart, a new heart for the Lord, I sat down and I began to write thank you letters to people that had done things for me. I wrote a thank you letter to my father. I wrote a thank you letter to my mother and expressed my love for her. And even as I feel it now, I began to experience something that I'd never had in my life, and that is that there is a life-altering experience when you become thankful. And I remember as I sat there and I began to think about all of God's goodness to me, I was overwhelmed and I just began to weep. And I mean literally in private, nobody was there. It was just literally weeping over all that God had done for me. And it was at that time I started to learn the power of a thankful heart. And I'm saying this to you this morning because I believe that many of you here have experienced this, but I also believe there are lots of you who have never had this spiritual experience. And that is this, that there is a dynamic and vital power that comes into the life of a person when they become thankful. And let me turn that thought around and say it this way, that there are certain things you cannot spiritually experience without a spirit of gratitude. And this gratitude is a quality that can only be developed by doing it. It's not based on what you know. It's not about knowledge. It's not the intellect. It is the engagement of the will and the mind and the effect that it brings into your life. And we see that the Lord commands us to be thankful. We read in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks. This is a commandment. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is God's will for you to be a thankful person, and you are to give thanks. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me put it this way. You really don't become a grateful person until you express gratitude. I often think of Jesus healing the 10 lepers who experienced God's saving power, but only one returned and gave thanks. And the Lord asked the question, where are the other nine? If we take percentages, it means that 10% of God's people who have been delivered by grace are really only thankful people, and the other 90% are really not. And there is a power that comes in the life of a person who is grateful. In the doing of this action, you become something you are not. You become a grateful person. You become by doing. And this doing is life-altering. Gratitude is almost like a miracle drug for the inner man. Why is that? Because being grateful goes so much against the natural grain of who we are. It's so much a part of our sin nature that when we do it, it does wonders for the core of your inner man. It begins to immediately change you. It's like a spiritual IV to the soul. And the results of being grateful are dramatic in what it does for your heart. I learned years ago in lifting weights that certain people, because of their body type, when they go into the gym, one workout in the gym and suddenly their body starts to look different. It's not like 30 workouts, just one workout. And one spiritual workout of being grateful brings about a dramatic change in your life. And these results are almost instantaneous. And what are those? There are three things that happens in our life dramatically when we are grateful. Number one, the first thing is this, that gratitude is the fastest way to conquer the big sin of pride. Gratitude is the fastest way to conquer the big sin of pride. Pride is thinking, I deserve something. Gratitude knows, I deserve nothing. Pride complains. Humility is thankful. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:7. What do you have that you did not receive? And if then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? When we understand the nature of God and the nature of the world and the nature of grace, we realize that every good gift is from above. That whatever we have received from the good hand of God. And when we are grateful, what does it do? It squelches. It pours water on the fire of our pride. That's why giving thanks for your food is so important. It's so human nature to gripe about food. And it's just the way that we are, because we expect that every time we eat, I'm going to like everything I eat. How many of you were forced to eat things growing up that you did not like? Raise your hand, okay? How many of you had your parents say to you, you need to be thankful? How many have ever had your parents say that to you? Yes. And how did you respond to that? Nobody responds to that positively. You know, I remember as a kid growing up, my mother made cauliflower. Cauliflower looked to me like the brain of a cat. It was so gross looking. And so I hated cauliflower growing up. And my mother would say things, you need to be thankful, this will make you healthy. You know, the children in India, they don't have this, all that kind of stuff, you know. I was never grateful for that. And when I became a student at Bob Jones University, I lived with a widow lady for 2 years out in Taylor, South Carolina. I lived in the upstairs of her home, and she fixed me every day breakfast and supper. And I remember coming down one day for supper and sat down, and she always plated my food, and it was a plate, and it had cauliflower on it. And I thought, what am I going to do? It's just she and I eating together, and I know that she knows if I don't like it. And so I bowed my head and I thanked the Lord for the cauliflower I was about to eat. And you know what? I ate it and it wasn't so bad. And so today, one of my favorite vegetables is cauliflower. I have two favorite vegetables, cauliflower and Snickers. They're my favorite vegetables. And it changed me. I was different. Gratitude accepts humbly what I have as a good gift from God. If you can't be thankful for the things that you don't naturally like, what kind of person are you? When people, and let me just say this, it's learning to be thankful. For example, when people criticize you, how many of you have ever had anybody criticize you? All right, think about this. You need to thank God for the criticism, because if they only knew what you were really like, the criticism would be a whole lot worse. Whatever you get criticized for, I want you to know you're a lot worse than that. And everybody should be thankful that somebody criticizes us, because what does it do? It keeps us honest, because we're actually worse than that. And so what does gratitude do? It deals with the big problem of pride. Number two, gratitude overcomes the very temptations you struggle with in your heart. That is, the way to overcome temptation is actually with a spirit of gratitude. What is a temptation? It's a desire for something that we want that we can't have. Listen to James 4. What causes quarrels and causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet, cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask, and you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Discontent people want something they can't have. Contented people want what they do have. When you choose to be grateful for what you have, your desires are suddenly brought into a state of contentment. You are thankful for what you have. And instead of focusing on what I don't have, I'm grateful for what God has given me, and I begin to enjoy the gifts that God has given me. And when you enjoy what you have, that means you are a contented person. And being thankful empowers you to overcome the temptations of your life. When you thank God for the very temptations you're struggling with, God allows you to suddenly see that temptation as a means to change your heart. For example, if I thank God for people that irritate me, how many of you have at least one person that irritates you? They're a student at Bob Jones. You don't even like them. There's just something about them. You say, what is it? I don't know what it is, but something about them. You don't like the way they look. You don't like the way they talk. You don't like the way they act. You don't like the way they react. And they really irritate the fire out of you. And I want you to stop and look at that person and thank God for them. You know why? Because they're exposing something in your life that needs to change. You see, you think if they would change, I wouldn't be irritated with them. And the reality is, they're not the issue, you're the issue. When you struggle with lust, have you ever stopped to thank God for the temptation and the struggle? Because God is actually going to use that to purify you. Because in your mind, now you know that this is wrong, and God makes it clear to you. So whether it's anger, whether it's lust, whether it's pride, whether it's whatever it is in your life, suddenly, if it's jealousy, have you ever been jealous of another person, what they have and what you don't have? And you begin to thank God for what you do have, and you begin to thank God for that person that they get to experience that blessing, and you rejoice with those that rejoice. Gratitude turns temptation on its head. And when you begin to thank God, even for the very things that you're struggling with in your own personal life, God takes that and flips it upside down. It is powerful. It helps you overcome the temptations you struggle with. And then finally, gratitude does something for you that's so important. It keeps you from becoming a practical atheist. At the heart of atheism and the rejection of the existence of God is fundamentally ingratitude. It's not a head issue, it's a heart issue. Paul writes in Romans 1, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. In other words, he says the creation of the world reveals a creator of the world. And the things that are made by someone. And who is that one? That one who has power. That one who is divine in his nature. And so we're without excuse In verse 21, it says, "For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, nor did they give thanks to him." Gratitude is an action of faith. Ingratitude is an action of unbelief. There are many Christians practically live an atheistic life because there is little gratitude in their heart. How can you thank God if you don't believe in God? And if you believe in God, how can you not thank God? I've never met an atheist who praised the Lord. Never. I've never met an atheist said, "Thank God." They're not going to say that. Why? Because they don't believe in his existence. And I've never met a believer, a true believer, who didn't thank God. And the very heart of gratitude is a heart of faith and belief in the Lord. And gratitude keeps me from becoming a practical atheist. Now, as we finish this morning, I want to remind you, thanksgiving means to give thanks. It's something you do. And the power of a grateful and thankful heart is in the action. So what should you do? Be thankful. Just make it a part of your habit. Thank you. You know what? Saying thanksgiving, being thankful costs you nothing. It's cheap. And everybody likes it. I've never met people who are constantly grateful that people say, "You know, I hate that guy. He's so thankful." You know, grateful people just really rip me. But when you're thankful and you express it, whether it's in a text or it's in a letter or it's in an email, and you are constantly grateful, what does it do? It has a tremendous power in your life spiritually. Father, thank you for all that you have given us. Help us to be thankful. As we enter into this Thanksgiving season, Lord, make it not a season for us for a few days where we sleep and rest and eat a lot of turkey and watch football. But Lord, help us to be really thankful deeply in our heart that what you have given us is your blessings upon us. And may we be humble. And may we be thankful to overcome the very struggles we have, our temptations, that we will walk faithfully with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day.